Thank you very much, Madam President. First of all, I wish to express our gratitude, the Secretariat, on behalf of at least the Division on Investment Enterprise, to you and your able leadership with this smooth and fruitful commission over the past week, a few days, and in fact, with your leadership, we have got a very good, substantive, agreed conclusion of the commission. And also wish to express our gratitude to the delegates, distinguished delegates here, regional coordinators, and other delegates for their strong support you have voiced, and also for your guidance provided for our future work. And indeed, the agreed conclusion you have agreed a moment ago demonstrate that there are clear mandates existing or additional further work in this area within the broad framework of Bridgetown Covenant. So I wish to assure you that we'll continue our work and elaborate on those, particularly as expressed in the agreed conclusion, the tax reforms and the implications for investment policies and investment promotion in attracting investment in SDGs. For that, there is a daunting task because the current global corporate income tax reforms will impact significantly on the investment promotion strategies and the schemes, particularly incentive schemes, of many countries developed and developing, and particularly for the vulnerable economies when their investment in those SDG sectors are not so attractive in terms of risk-return profile. Therefore, our work has to be intensified in collaboration with the standard setters, the reform, the policymakers in the area of reform, that is at country level, it's the Ministry of Finance, and we need to ensure that the Ministry of Finance working hand in hand or shoulder to shoulder with the investment ministers or the industry ministers to modernize their investment incentive schemes and the policy framework. It's a lot of work for over 100 countries. So we'll do that and wish to have strong support from that. And this is in fact an elaboration of our work in addition to the Covenant's general principles for the division to work in the area of reform, tax for mobilizing domestic resources and for promoting investment in SDG sectors. And the second is this observatory. Thanks to your support, and we managed to launch this initiative last October, and it's a new initiative, and this is beyond the Covenant, the Bridgetown, and now it is alive. And what we need to do is to maintain it, update it, and use as a key instruments for encouraging financing in long-term investment in SDGs, but also to watch out for the greenwashing, SDG washing. This is a very unique instrument. We don't see it elsewhere, and it's in partnership with key stakeholders, including regulators and policymakers like IOSCO, and will factor in the international standards for sustainability. That's a new area of work. Thank you for encouraging us to do that, and we'll continue to do that. This is, again, within the broad framework of Bridgetown. Regarding the ICER, it's also a daunting task since we are in an era of transformation from the fragmentation to standardization of regulations in the capital market, and ICER plays a key role, and we are committed to working together with standard setting bodies like ISB and others to help developing countries in adapting these standards and implementing them with the objective of making the standards serving for channeling investment into SDG sectors and for the most vulnerable and the least developed countries benefiting from those investments through the enhancement of the standards that is going to be established. So that's a transformational work we are going to do. A lot of challenges, but also great opportunities for developing countries. And with regard to the exchange of national experience, disseminating of best practices, that's just cross-cutting all our activities in the area of investment enterprise that will continue, including award. So before concluding, thanks again, Madam President, and also to the Bureau of the Investment Commission, to the delegates. Also thanks to our conference services colleagues working hard, interpretation, and also my colleagues here, Amel and IS, and also my team. Colleagues are all here. We have Jörg and Alex, Richard, Amelia, Astrid, and there are also others. I think Yongfu is not here, he's serving the key section of the commission. But anyway, thank you so much, and looking forward to the future work and to your guidance and support. Thank you.